A batch of synthetic drugs circulating in Christchurch has killed one person and hospitalised 19 others. The drug's effects are causing chaos for local ambulance crews and hospital staff. We can talk now with Dr. Paul Gee, an emergency medicine specialist at Christchurch Hospital. Good morning.
Kia ora.
What kind of symptoms are you seeing when people are presenting at the ED?
Most of the symptoms we're seeing from patients are agitation, somnolence, sometimes a trance-like state. That's colloquially being called a zombie-like state from these drugs. But those are the more mild effects. We're seeing people also who are quite sick. They've had seizures commonly, and we've also had the occasional person come in undergoing CPR when they arrive.
Is this a particularly bad batch, or what's causing this uptick?
I think we've seen the arrival of some of the more potent synthetic cannabinoids arriving in Christchurch, and those include the ones that have been around in the North Island last year and caused so many deaths and so much tragedy. These include AB Fubinaca, AMB Fubinaca, the two most common things we're seeing at the moment.
Okay, so you obviously there's been one death as a result. What is the current situation with people who are in the hospital? Is it still two patients in intensive care?
We've had a couple of patients in intensive care for over 2 weeks now. They're still serious.
Are they going to make it?
We'll see.
So how many people are you seeing come in? I mean, is this something that there's been a spike and it's now dropped, or is this something that is ongoing?
It is an ongoing situation. I think in the last 2 weeks we've seen 19 patients, but it's not uncommon to see people with synthetic cannabis toxicity on a regular basis now.
A pretty difficult situation for the staff to deal with in the ED. What kinds of things are going on that doctors and nurses are having to cope with?
I think as well as these patients being quite sick and needing a lot of resource, we are having behavioural problems that we have to deal with. These patients are quite high and agitated, sometimes violent. We have had to call the police on occasions where we're unable to manage them, but it's a big drain on the staff.
Mm.
Now, nobody wants to be assaulted at work. I think the people that are most at risk, unfortunately, are the ambulance staff, and they're the ones who are actually attending to the scene. I think they're at most risk of the behavioural issues that we're seeing.
Appreciate your time this morning. Paul Gee there, an emergency medicine specialist at Christchurch Hospital, talking about this batch of synthetic drugs that's circulating in Christchurch.